Mississippi and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
As a master of our journey, the Lord is in charge. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord is in charge. My brothers and sisters, as Lord, He has the power to influence. He has the power over death, hell, and the grave. He has the power to heal the sick. He has the power to give sight to the blind. And He has the power to raise the dead. That's the God that we serve. Secondly, we are told to seek His righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And it is His righteousness, and it is not our own righteousness. He was and is our atonement. He was and is our Redeemer. He was and is our way back to the Father, because the Father said neither is there salvation in any other. He was and is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He was and is righteousness. And he is never to be forgotten. He is never to be forgotten. But there are times in our life when we all are well, and we sometimes forget how blessed we are. But I'm reminded that it is in those times that God has a way of calling to our remembrance who He is. And when we think about that, when the tide turns in our life, when things are not going the way they should, when our jobs are gone, and when the doctor can't help us, when the bank refused to give us a loan, I'm happy with that, because the banks didn't want us to get a loan, and because the bank didn't want to give us a loan. But look what God has done. Because what God was doing was greater than what we can imagine. And what I love about the Lord is that He has the power, the authority to take what little we have and do a lot with it. Aren't you glad God took a little and did a lot? And what I love about the Lord is that He is not through with us yet. Because the same God who has blessed us says, I've got something far greater in store for my people. For if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. When you turn from the world and trust in the Lord, when we trust in the Lord, He will renew your strength, your desires, your ambition, your commitment, your dedication is all wrapped up in Him. For He is greater than your trouble and greater than your successor, because God has something far greater for you and I. Because it has never been about us, but it has always been about Him. My brothers and sisters, and because of that, we are to never forget how blessed we are. I know you know what I'm talking about, because we all came out of shotgun houses where you could just look from the front door to the back. We all came out of poverty. Don't you ever forget where we came from. When there was just a little bit of food on the table and you were always hungry, don't you ever forget where you came from. When there was no money in the back and there was holes in our shoes, don't you ever never forget where we came from. But my God is rich in mercy. And look where he has brought us today. Homes we live in, we did not build. Cars we drive, we did not have. Thank God for what he has done. When you are in Christ, our God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above more than we can ask or think. That's the God that we serve today. I don't know what it takes to get you happy, but I'm happy all by myself. When I think about what I used to have, and I think about what I got today, clothes that I thought I'd never wear, shoes that I thought I'd never wear, I thank God for today. Because I could have had far less. But the God that we serve is a long-suffering God. And now he will wait on us because he loves us. He will wait on us through our trials. He will wait on us through our tribulation. He will wait on us in our sickness. The God that we serve is waiting on us to reach out to his everlasting arm and draw us into a covenant relationship with him. God is speaking to a nation. Hey, because America has been blessed. And God, who is long-suffering, has consistently blessed America. Watch out, America. Because when you turn your back on God, God hears and sees. And God has a way of correcting. But sometimes when God corrects, he allows you to go through some stuff. If the nation of Israel went through captivity because they had a mandate different from what God wanted, what do you think he'll do to America? You wanted a king, so you got him. So God said, you will be that people under the authority of a king. And you will see, I don't care what they say about me. When you tell the truth, it baffles the enemy. Because the enemy does not want to be exposed. Because he would rather keep you in darkness than let the light shine upon you. The Lord is not hard to find, for he is the light of the world. Psalm 145 and 18 states that the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what does that mean, Antioch? It means that the Lord is concentrating and ready to respond to all who call upon him for help. Yes. All who call upon him for help. Yes. Yes. And in the final phrase, truth. Truth is better translated with sincerity. Sincerity. God knows the sincerity of our heart. He knows if we're shucking and jiving. He knows if we're living the life that he called us to live. The Lord knows our commitment, our dedication, and our relationship with him. The Lord wants us to be sincere about our worship and sincere about our praise. For God inhabited the praises of his people. Psalm 34 and 18 state, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
Yes, he is.
And save those who are crushed in spirit. How many times have our spirits been crushed? How many times have our spirits been crushed? And we called out to the Lord and we said, Lord, help me. That's a right now prayer. When your back is against the wall, when you don't know what to do,
right,
when you don't know where to turn,
right,
when you call upon the Lord, that's a right now prayer. And sometimes we don't get that right now prayer until we don't know where to go and what else to do. My brothers and sisters, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I'm like Sister Mathis. Sister Mathis will read a scripture and she said, what does that mean? I don't quite get it. And we get into a Bible study session at home and we talk about the revelation of God's word. It is a revelation, because it is mind opening when you know God's word. Seek ye first the kingdom and all and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What are all these things? What did Jesus give us? Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, Hebrew. Jesus, the one who came, suffered, and died. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus gave us so much to be grateful for. Jesus came and fulfilled the law, the Torah, the Pentateuch. Jesus came and fulfilled it. He fulfilled it, and he said in Matthew 5 and 17, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Here's what. The scribes were the writers of the law. And the Pharisees, I said some time ago, something about the scribes and the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the scribes were those that had so much to say against Jesus, because they had so much to say about the law and how we are to act under the law. The Pharisees were strict overseers of the law. For the Pharisees, we are told, believed that God's grace, his unmerited favor, was for those who obeyed the law. The Pharisees were fair, you see. They took the great principle of the law and reduced it to thousands of rules and regulations. Now you know what Jesus came. The Pharisees took the great principle of the law, Bruce, and they reduced it to thousands of rules and regulations. Certainly, you can't do nothing on a Sunday but go to church. You can't heal. You can't eat certain food. You can't do nothing. Thousands of regulations. So Jesus came and fulfilled the law, overshadowing those rules and regulations, and began to deal with the heart of men. When he said, a new commandment I give you, to love God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, and with all thy soul and mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Yes. And when you have done this, you have fulfilled the law. Jesus came and precisely dealt with all of the rules and the restrictions. And I began to understand how Jesus came and gave a short and clear expression of what we needed to do when he said it. I began to understand, if anyone who understood the word of God and could express it, it was the word. Because it was the word that was with God, and the word was God. You'll catch that on your way home. And all these things shall be added unto you. What are these things? Andy, what was added?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now, back to the hits.
Back to the